My name's Mary Adams. I'm speaking as a proud parent of an SDS member and as a member of the community. Wednesday's police riot is attracting much commentary. One person who works in the courts defending mostly young, mostly black and brown people commented, "The best thing about this is that it means 26 cops were not out bothering young black males for riding bikes without bells." Unfortunately, racist policing was happening on Main Street Wednesday. It explains a lot of the anger expressed by those of us arrested on the sidewalks. The very first person grabbed by the police was an African-American student, a classmate of my daughter's. The next thing I saw was my friend Andy Dillon violently pushed to the sidewalk for filming the arrest of the boy as the crowd chanted, "Let him go, let him go." No sooner had I cursed from the sidewalk about the RPD's racist targeting of one black boy in a large crowd of mostly white protesters than I felt handcuffs going on me. In the words of another commenter, "It is appalling that actions like this directed toward middle-class white kids get attention and daily acts of brutality toward people of color do not. Watching the video made me so outraged by their racial profiling of one of probably three people of color there. I can't help but think this may have been a provoking gesture, knowing that others would come to his defense. Or it was just outright, unthinking, knee-jerk, run-of-the-mill racism with no strategy behind it. Either way, it is this very kind of thing that is meant to intimidate people of color from getting involved in standing up to power. An oppressive society never stands still. It spirals deeper into oppressive acts, giving license for brutality that even white privilege cannot deflect. We are all in it," end quote. For any good to come from this, those of us who do not experience the daily pressure of being profiled by the police must work harder for justice. It will take more than street protests to draw the police away from routines of profiling and unrestrained aggression. We need to continue working for change with open minds and with humility.